Defending Liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting from the RWB Network studios in New York. This is the Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We will not tire. We will not falter. And we will not fail.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report. Today, Tuesday, June 7th, 2016, and we're coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York, and of course, live, as always, on CRN Digital Talk Radio. I'm flipping through some articles today, trying to figure out what we'll do for the show, and I came across this article, I think it was yesterday, this broke. Mark Zuckerberg got his Twitter and his Pinterest accounts hacked. How does this happen? If anybody out there should have a secure password, you would think for their social media accounts, it would be Zuckerberg, no? Well, apparently, this group called Our Mind Team, they found his password in a LinkedIn data breach. You know what his password was? Da, da, da. That was his password. Da, da, da. How stupid is that? I imagine that's from the band Trio. It's like a German band. They had that song for the Volkswagen commercials, I believe, late 90s, like 1997, something like that. Maybe I'm dating myself a little bit, but I couldn't believe that was this guy's password. They're telling us to put exclamation points and use Sanskrit when you can, but no, da da da. That's the best Mark Zuckerberg can come up with. I don't know. I found that to be odd. Well, let's get into today's headlines. The Associated Press has declared Hillary the victor in the race for the Democratic presidential nominee, but Bernie Sanders says, not so fast. Also, a small raise in the minimum wage in our nation's capital has caused employers to conduct massive layoffs. But, Mayor Bowser isn't finished ruining their economy yet. We'll talk about that. Plus, as Megyn Kelly continues the parade of Never Trumpers on her show, are the ratings starting to show her wearing thin a little bit on the Fox News audience? We're going to talk a little bit about that as well. Plus, the final big primary day is upon us, and we have all the numbers. We'll break them all down for you and do our best prognosticating as we do here on the show. And how much do you think your favorite reality star makes? You might be surprised at this. And once again, we'll dive into the Rhino mailbag and pull out one lucky listener's question and answer it, well, live on air. But before we do that, let's kick the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country, with a pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. As always, remember to check out the Rhino Report website, rhinoreport.com, and check out the article called What is the Phoenix? It's a really good one. If you haven't seen it yet, we've had a ton of hits on it. People love it. They're commenting all over it. So check that out at rhinoreport.com. We're still looking for some more Rhino reporters. You can send me your submission, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. We can get you published. And always, always check out the old episodes so you're up to date here with the Rhino Report. You can find them on the website as well as TuneIn, Spreaker, iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, iHeart. All over the place you can find the Rhino Report. We hashtag all of our episodes to make it nice and easy for you to sift through your favorite ones. And don't be scared to give them a little shout out on Twitter too, if you will. And you can always follow me on Twitter, at Rhino on Air. That's at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on Air. All the housekeeping's out of the way. Hang in there, guys. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. With summer in full swing, now's the time to refresh outdoor space for hangouts. All too often, renovations and decorating can be intimidating. Here are some tips to tackle backyard projects.
We love spending summer nights with family and friends. And whether we're barbecuing or just relaxing, if the weather's good, we're on the porch. To get your summer ready, give the wood a fresh coat of weather-resistant paint and install string lights to keep the party going after the sun goes down.
I like to use perennial plants for a pop of color because they look just as good as annuals, but they last longer. And whenever we shop at wholesale clubs and grocery stores for our backyard projects, we use our Bank America Cash Rewards credit card and we earn 2% cash back. Even better, we can also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 and combine grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. A short little break there, and we're right back at it. You know, in that first segment, I like to do a little housekeeping. Where to listen to the show, how to email me, things like that, and I didn't get in. If you missed the live show, you can always listen to us at 1 a.m. Eastern on Red State Talk Radio. It's a free app. You can download it. We're on at 1 a.m. A good buddy of mine, Todd Huff, is on at 12 a.m. So if you listen from 12 to 2, you're going to have all the information you need to go on with your day and, well, hopefully go to sleep at that point. Also, starting July 4th this year, we are proud to be a part of Red Nation Rising Radio. We'll be included in their lineup. We're very excited about it. I'm going to have Jim Lysat on this show very, very soon. He's the founder of Red Nation Rising, and he'll give you all the details. I don't know my time slot yet, but maybe it'll be live, maybe it won't. So look forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. All right, so I've seen this report come out today. This is a report done by the New York State Inspector General, Catherine Scott. And she did a report about the prison break last year, if you guys don't remember this. It was a Dannemora prison in Dannemora, New York. Actually, they call it Clinton Correctional. I call it Dannemora. I used to live right there. And these two guys, I think David Sweat and Richard Matt, they escaped from the prison. They were in an honor dorm there. And they were on the run for like 60 days or whatever it was. So the inspector general did a whole report about what went wrong. What went wrong? Well, in order for prisoners to escape, you have to have a lot go wrong. But they were saying there's officer complacency and long-standing failures in security procedures. Now, I could have told you this before a report was even commissioned. You don't need someone who's being paid $100,000 a year to tell you that inmates escaped because of officer complacency and security failures. What a waste of money. What a total waste of money. I was surprised these guys hung around. They caught these guys, I guess it was like, I don't know, 15 miles or so from the prison, from Clinton Correctional. Why did they stick around? Apparently they had aliases they were going to use, and they were trying to get to Mexico. Well, if they're trying to go to Mexico, they're going the complete wrong direction. They're 15 miles from the Canadian border. Why not just go north and go into Canada? I mean, I guess they're not in prison for being smart, but this was big news in that area. I lived in this area for a long, long time. I worked in law enforcement in this area. I had friends that were involved in the search. This was big news nationally, and of course, locally, we heard about it. But yeah, interesting. Also interesting that the name of the place is Clinton Correctional. Maybe a little foreshadowing as to who may be their next resident. It's a New York State prison. It's not a federal prison, so I don't think Hillary's going to go to state prison. Probably federal prison. All right. Speaking of Hillary, well, apparently she backed her way into the Democrat nomination. Last night, the AP, the Associated Press, released their updated delegate tally for the Democrat primary race. Yeah, just so happens, Hillary has the 2383 she needs on the nose. On the nose! What a coincidence. Oh, man. It couldn't have worked out any better for her, right? Well, she has 1,812 pledged delegates, 571 supers, for the grand total of 2,383. Bernie, he has 1,521 plus the 48 supers, which leaves him with 1,569, 814 less than Hillary when you factor in the supers, but only 291 behind when it comes to pledged delegates. So, the Democrats, they have these 712, I think it is, superdelegates. It's just to make sure you make the right decision. Because they wouldn't want you making the wrong decision. They wouldn't want you picking someone like a Martin O'Malley or a Bernie Sanders. Not when they've gone through all this trouble to make sure Hillary was the nominee, right? They can't have it. Can't have it. The AP is, they are complicit here, too. They have been pro-Hillary all along. All along. Now, the AP is supposed to be neutral. Like Reuters, they're supposed to be neutral, just the facts. Well, they get a little... They opine sometimes, a little editorializing on the AP. They have been touting Hillary's achievements from day one. From day one. They avoid covering the email scandal for the most part. When they did these email dumps on Friday afternoons at like 4 o'clock, 4:30, there would be a little AP blurb that came out that said, oh, 5,000 emails were just released. And it would go away. You couldn't even search for it 10 minutes later. It was gone. I got the notification. I looked. Boom. Gone. No article. This happened for like, I don't know, 20 weeks. They also didn't really cover Benghazi that much. They covered it when it was just, well, the movie was responsible, right? This movie that sparked these riots. They covered it then. But as things started to shake out and we really saw what happened in Benghazi, no more. Not there. But the AP, they are not shy about writing articles condemning Donald Trump for his controversial nature. Not shy about it. Almost every day. In fact, usually more than one a day. Usually more. You know, the latest article I saw on AP before the show started, I think it was maybe about an hour ago, it said, the title was Hillary's Big Moment. Hillary's Big Moment. This is it. This is it, guys. This is what we've been waiting for. So, listen, the AP is hoping to drive down the voter numbers in California today, which would benefit Hillary. A large voter turnout benefits Bernie Sanders. Make no mistake about it. Since January 1st of this year, there have been 1.5 million new voter registrations in California, either Democrat or independent, and that is not. That is not because people are excited to vote for Hillary Clinton. Definitely not it. Definitely not it. The AP tried to explain this. Well, we released these numbers, this was last night, by saying, well, she had a sudden burst of last-minute support from superdelegates. That's what they said. That's how they actually said this. This is a direct quote. A burst of last-minute support from superdelegates. Wow. I mean, it's not like they were calling these guys all day, right? They weren't doing that. No, of course they were. They were doing that, because even the AP spokesman, Paul Colford, said... they were trying to work throughout the day. They were working really hard to figure this out. They say there are still 95 that are publicly uncommitted. 95 supers. But they were working. They wanted to make sure that Hillary had this thing locked up before people went to vote in California. Now, I'm not a Democrat. By any stretch of the imagination, I'm not even independent. But if I was a Democrat or if I was an independent in California, I'd be a little ticked off right now. They didn't want your voice to count. That was the driving force behind releasing this number yesterday. They didn't want your voice to count. They're trying to keep you away from the polls. They say Republicans want to keep you away with voter IDs. They were trying to keep you away. 150%. Nothing around Hillary is on the up and up. It never is. It never is. Scandal after scandal, everybody's in the tank, and everybody wants to benefit, except for the voter. That's who loses. Every single time. All right, guys. Hang in there. We're going to finish talking about this. Then we're going to talk about Washington, D.C. and the minimum wage problems. How much do you think your favorite reality star makes? Too much or too little? You might be surprised. You're listening to The Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, Relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
All right, welcome back to the Rhino Report. I am your host and your friend, the Rhino. Before we left for the break, we were talking about how the AP just so happens to release this magic number for Hillary yesterday. These superdelegates, there was a burst of them. There was a burst. All of a sudden, driving her to the 2383 she needs on the nose. Couldn't have been tighter. Couldn't have been tighter. Well, the AP said that they worked throughout the day. They worked all day trying to contact superdelegates to figure out who was going where come July. You know, they couldn't have waited a couple days, because they waited a full 2 days to call the delegates out of Puerto Rico. So they couldn't have waited one more day. I mean, just one more day. What's the big deal? I mean, she had it sewn up already, right? It was nothing more than a matter of math, correct? Listen, you don't need to be a rocket scientist to figure this out. Shortly after the AP made this call, I mean, like within minutes, House Minority Leader and just all-around idiot Nancy Pelosi comes out. She endorses Hillary. I'm going to vote for Hillary. She tries to tout her record with children and working families. Well, I guess Hillary's good for children, just, you know, so long as your children don't happen to be in the military. Or stationed at Benghazi, for that matter. And I guess she's good for working families, too, if they just want to live on minimum wage their whole lives. Pelosi, she's about as dumb as the day is long. There's no disputing that. I think everyone kind of knows that. But, well, she even suggested, and I shudder to bring this up, but she even suggested the possibility of a Hillary Warren ticket, and she would wholeheartedly support that. Could you imagine that? Hillary Clinton and Elizabeth Warren? Holy smokes. Talk about people saying they'll move to Canada if Trump wins. I'll move to Tasmania if these two win. Unbelievable. That is just, you couldn't get worse. I mean, it really, I don't know if it could. Maybe Sanders, Warren? I don't know. That is about the worst it could possibly be. Well, after all this, Bernie was quick to condemn the media's rush to judgment. He says that the DNC has put out a statement in the past saying not to count superdelegates until they actually vote in the summer. While he may be correct, the math at this point is just not on his side. If he's to have any hope, to pull this thing out, he'll need to win decisively today in California. Not 1 point or 2 points, many points. 5, 6, 7. He'd have to win decisively, and then he has to go to work trying to flip 200 superdelegates. Good luck with that. Monumental, monumental task. However, unlike a lot of the, well, I guess all of the 16 GOP presidential hopefuls, I don't think Bernie's going to go quietly into the night. I don't think he ever really wanted to win this thing to begin with. I think he just wanted to be this figurehead of this progressive or socialist movement. That's really what he wanted. He never wanted to be president. Well, let's be honest here. He could never get anything done as president. He'd be blocked by Congress, probably members of his own party, for 4 years, until the American public just got fed up with his shenanigans and voted him out in 2020. He never would have made a good president, and I think he knows that. He just wanted to be the head of this movement. He just wanted to be able to push the leftist agenda, the socialist agenda, to the Democrats. So they have to incorporate him. They have to. In order to get his clout or his supporters, there is almost no way Hillary will be able to come back to the right. She won't be able to do it. And if she stays off the ledge left, Bernie wins. He promotes his agenda. That's what this was all about from day one. And what's going to happen is he's going to wind up alienating people in the Democrat Party. And these are the people. Your moderate Democrats, if there is such a thing, are the ones that are going to probably vote for Donald Trump. I know some Democrats see it's hard to think that they would go and vote for Trump. But we're seeing it already. Look at the open primary states. They were no contest. No contest for Donald Trump. He won them hands down. The Democrat National Committee, they could have avoided this had they let a more viable candidate run. They could have. This was completely avoidable for them. But they cleared the path for Hillary. They stifled any up-and-comers. And that created a void that was filled by Bernie Sanders. Much like the void filled in Iraq. Same kind of thing. They could have had a healthy debate, a healthy group of people, but they didn't. They cleared the way for Hillary. And this is what happens. This is what happens. We're going to finish talking about the RNC and the DNC in the next segment. Then we're going to talk about minimum wage and reality stars and the Rhino mailbag. Hang in there. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right. For you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right. In Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-471-5173, 800-471-5173.
All right, welcome back to the show. Quick little break there. We're right back at it. Before the break, we were talking about how the Democrats kind of got themselves into this pickle, right? The Bernie Sanders pickle. I mean, get your minds out of the gutter. I'm not talking about that thing. But the RNC isn't much different. They're really not much different. The two of them, the DNC and the RNC, they are alike in one respect. And that is, they can't get out of their own way. They just can't do it. A Hillary candidacy was written in stone 8 years ago, and the Democratic base is not responding like the party had hoped. Even with Bernie in the race, primary and caucus numbers are bordering on historic lows. They really are. No one's excited about this. You know, I think to many Democrats, trying to follow Barack Obama with Hillary is like trying to follow Derek Jeter at shortstop with the Yankees. No matter how good the next guy is, in the Yankee fans' eyes, they'll never be Derek Jeter. And that's kind of what Hillary is to, I think, a lot of Democrats. And that's why there's not a whole lot of, well, excitement for her. You have a bunch of people out there, women for the most part, I'm not generalizing, but that's just kind of what it seems to be, who are very excited for the possibility of a woman president. But the problem is that they just want her because she's a woman, a lot of them. They don't really care about her positions, and it's tough to care about them because she really has none. So it's tough to care about them. On the flip side, Donald Trump is really nothing more than a product of the GOP's resistance to follow through on campaign promises. That's what brought about Donald Trump. The people gave the GOP the House in 2010. And they did that so they could put a stop to Obamacare. And the House did nothing. They sat on their hands as they usually do. Boehner did nothing. Nothing. And in 2014, the people elected a GOP majority in the Senate to put a stop to illegal executive amnesty. And again, the GOP did nothing. With guys like McConnell and Boehner just sitting on their hands waiting for re-election, which would never come subsequently for Boehner, they did nothing. The GOP has refused to hold Democrats and Barack Obama accountable. They won't do it. They refuse to bring bills like Kate's Law to the floor to at least have a vote on the record. Even if you believe the president will veto it, have that veto on the record and have these Democrat senators on the record. They refuse to do it. But they have no problem giving Obama all the money he needs in his budget. All the money he needs for Syrian refugees, for everything. Just so long as they get oil. So long as the Republicans get oil, they're fine. Which is the dumbest thing in the world, that we can now export four times as much oil as we could last year. That's what the Republicans got in the budget. We can't produce that much oil, people. And if we could, we can't transport it, because guess what? No pipeline. Not there. They have been ineffective. Completely ineffective, the Republicans. And that's what brings apart or upon someone like Donald Trump. And if these never-Trumpers, if they want to do some real good, they should stop trying to get Hillary elected and start acting like the patriots they claim to be. These pencil pushers like Bill Kristol and Ben Shapiro and Guy Benson, they should use their perceived fame to push for an Article 5 Convention of the States to address the issue of congressional term limits. If they think they are so influential, that's what they should be doing. These clowns, they use their typewriters as weapons against a tone-deaf, out-of-touch Congress. If they did it that way, they wouldn't have to be focused on attacking someone like Donald Trump. Because he wouldn't be the nominee. If they went to work attacking Congress back in 2010, 2011, this would never have happened. And they would have had their Ted Cruz or their Marco Rubio or their Jeb Bush, whomever their preferred candidate is, if they had just done this a little while ago. But again, it's reactive in nature. They don't want to be proactive. They don't want to make a lot of waves. They just want to get noticed enough, right? That's what they want. Just to get on Megyn Kelly a few times. Yeah, a couple times. Maybe Hannity here or there. That's what they want. They don't actually want to do any good. The problem is the self-proclaimed conservatives value access over action. That's what they value. They fear having to develop new connections. They fear not having unconditional beltway access. They fear anything that will reduce the number of magazines they sell or clicks their respective websites receive. Make no mistake, though, they also fear the people. Because the people are what determines how much money they make. These typewriter traders have become nothing more than private press secretaries for the GOP establishment. That's what they are. They have the power to push for real change. Yet instead, they'd rather just get dolled up and go on Megyn Kelly and then peruse through their Google Analytics when they get the chance. They could do real change. They could do real things, but they choose not to. Writing hit pieces about Donald Trump, that's clickbait. People click on that. They want to see it. Ooh, what did Trump do now? But they didn't want to hold representatives and senators accountable in 2010 and 2014. That's how they could have brought upon real change. And they refused to do it. Absolutely refused. You know, speaking of Megyn Kelly, we could talk about her for a little while, right? Her show has turned into like this nightly one-hour hit piece on Donald Trump. That's what it's turned into. And it's been ever since this Megyn Kelly Presents thing that she did a couple weeks ago where she interviewed Donald Trump. And before the interview, she said, it was at my request, and Mr. Trump graciously accepted, and she was nice as pie to Donald Trump for those 2 weeks between announcing it and the airing. Nice as pie. Nicest person in the world to Donald Trump. But lately, it has been visceral. Visceral, a parade of never-Trumpers every single night on her show. And she doesn't even let the pro-Trump people get a word in edgewise. Doesn't even let it happen. No. We'll talk about her. We'll talk about David French. I forgot. We gotta talk about David French. Because he's making some accusations, too. Now that he has a little bit of... Well, he had his 15 minutes or his 5 days, right? Something like that. Now we'll talk about minimum wage. We'll talk about reality stars. We'll dive into the Rhino mailbag. There is a ton to get to today and not a whole lot of time to do it in. So hang in there. Buckle up. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange ruffy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Rhino Report. I am your host and your friend, the Rhino. A couple of lightning round segments coming up. A lot to get to. So we're talking about Megyn Kelly last night, and she's having this discussion with Katrina Pearson, who is the Donald Trump spokesperson, and New York City Council Speaker Melissa Mark Viverito. Now, this councilwoman, Miss Viverito, she held a little protest out front of Trump Towers yesterday. It was real cute. Not much going on. There's not much going on upstairs for her either. But this is the same person, part of the same city council, that decided to get rid of quality of life crimes in New York City. Graffiti, urinating in the street, littering, it's all fine now. Perfectly legal in New York City. And it's because of this lady. But Megyn Kelly is treating her as if she's the most important person on the planet. They're talking about Trump University. And what's funny is... Megyn Kelly will let Miss Viverito speak about how terrible Donald Trump is, and whenever Pearson goes to interrupt, Megyn Kelly tells her to be quiet. But when Katrina Pearson's speaking, she'll let this wackaloon Viverito interrupt her the entire time. The entire time. It's like Megyn Kelly is trying to find every never Trumper in America and get them on her show. That's what it seems like to me. If she wants to keep even a shred of journalistic integrity, she's going to have to stop. She's going to at least have a civil argument. You can't just have two people on who have different opinions and not let one of them talk and say you're fair and balanced. It doesn't work that way. Either each person gets their time to talk, or, hey, listen, it's not fair and balanced. And I know Fox is, you know, fair and balanced is kind of a, you know, term you could arbitrarily use. It's not necessarily fair and balanced all the time. But if you're going to give the perception of it, at least give each person the time to speak and not let one talk over the other. I know Hannity is guilty of it too. He is. He does it all the time. But Megan, she tries to act like she's really a journalist. You could see it in her eyes. She thinks she's really special. Well, this is not going over well. In fact, the hour before her show when O'Reilly was on, he called for the recusal of Judge Curiel, the one that's presiding over the Trump University case. And you know what? People are relating to that just a little bit more because his numbers, Bill O'Reilly's numbers are very high. Megan's dipped down, and then Hannity's very high. So people are turning the TV off or switching the channel when Megan comes on, and then turning it back on for Hannity. What she hasn't realized yet is that a lot of people out there support Donald Trump. As of this point, about 45% of the public out there supports Donald Trump as the next president. Now, of that percentage, what percentage do you believe watch Fox News? I bet it's pretty high. I bet it's somewhere in the 80 to 85% area. So yeah, when you have someone who just, you know, keeps going after them, they turn her off. This segment last night, it sounded like a segment on Rachel Maddow. That's what it sounded like to me. I watch it because I have to. But normally, I won't watch it. She's just getting a little tough to palate. She also had on David French. This, of course, was the guy who had the five-day presidential campaign. You know, he was recruited by Bill Kristol, and he's a war vet. He's an author. He's a bunch of things. He writes for the National Review, and you know, he didn't really come on the show, and he was also on Morning Joe. I shouldn't just say it was Megyn Kelly. He was on MSNBC's Morning Joe also. But he didn't go on these shows to really say he's not running for president. He went on them to go after Donald Trump. And what was interesting was every time they asked him a question, he said, I'm running against Trump. I was running against Trump. I was going to run against Trump. Well, what about Hillary? Weren't you going to run against her too? Never said Hillary's name. Only running against Trump. And then he brings up that he believes his family was threatened. That someone in his family received a phone call from a Trump operative saying that this was going to be very hard on him. And that Trump retweets white supremacists. And these white supremacists were going after his multiracial family and his daughter. You know, this more and more sounds to me like it was a carefully orchestrated movement by Bill Kristol and the Never Trumpers. Never had any intent of letting this guy run. No intent. Just had the intent of getting him into mainstream media and letting him give his anti-Trump opinion. Because their message was dying. It was dying quickly. David French didn't make any mention on these shows about how his poll numbers never would have supported him even being in a debate. He made no mention about not having enough money to run. He made no mention about having zero chance of ever winning with a House vote at a 10 or 15% popularity. It never would happen. If you have Trump at 35 and Hillary at 36 and you have David French at 15, do you think the House is going to elect someone with 15% support? No, it would never happen. And French never would have had 30 or 32% he would need to really be in that debate. There was no mention of any of this. Just a lot of slamming Donald Trump. A lot of it. I do believe this was orchestrated by Bill Kristol and these other merry idiots to get the Never Trump movement back on TV. Because everyone's been pretty quiet, right? We're seeing these GOP establishment guys start to line up behind Trump. Marco Rubio will be making a speech at the convention. Mitt Romney's been very quiet. It's kind of losing the news cycle. And this was a good way. Take a guy, just pluck him out of nowhere, and put him in. And that's what happened. They got a couple of days of airplay. The Never Trump thing is back out there. And he goes away. How many more times do you think this is going to happen between now and the convention? Even Reince Priebus said there's really no way a third party could do anything. And, well, we don't know how smart he is, though. All right, guys, hang in there. We're going to talk about D.C. and their minimum wage problems when we come back. You're listening to The Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and Smart Fares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Is your business paying too much for your water? Pure Water Technology provides the world's best, fully monitored, self-cleaning, bottle-less water purification coolers for your employee drinking water. That's right, I said bottle-less. Because Pure Water Technology can provide you and your employees with a much healthier and cost-efficient alternative than what you're currently using. And we provide free trials. Pure Water Technology has technology unlike any other company, and you can save an average office over 6,000 gallons of water annually. So you can do your part for our California drought, save water, at the same time have happier, healthier employees. We use new reverse osmosis technology. It's available only through Pure Water Technology. No one else has this system. And we save water too. Log on to ditchthebottle.com or call 888-790-7873 for free information and your free trial. 888-790-7873. Call now.
All right, welcome back to the show. Today's last segment, the hour always seems to fly by. I even had to ask, is this the last segment coming up? Which I was told it is, so I believe them. I want to talk about minimum wage, but I think it's way too important for me to do in the short time we have allotted right now. So we're gonna kick this off to tomorrow. It's not going away. It's not going away. Essentially, the mayor in D.C. is ruining the city economically. Ruining. And then wants to impose more regulation that will actually push businesses out of Washington, D.C. And this all relates to minimum wage. So I think we're going to push this off, and we'll do it on tomorrow's show, I promise. You know me, I never turn down a chance to talk about minimum wage and economics and finance. I kind of like that area. So this we will get to tomorrow. But let's see, we were talking about Megyn Kelly, and, well, listen, there are alternatives. You don't have to watch Megyn Kelly. You could watch any other, OAN, you have a Newsmax, plenty of places you can go at 9 o'clock. I think Tiny House Nation is on. I mean, there's plenty of things you can watch. I like Barnwood Builders. That's what I put on when Megyn's on, and then I go back to Hannity. So, if you're starting to get tired of her, you're not alone. You are not alone. Speaking of other things to watch on TV, how much do you think your favorite reality stars make? I don't know. I saw this on AOL.com. Yes, AOL still exists. And it was interesting. An executive producer or star, someone like Simon Cowell, could make $16 million a season. Crazy. A celebrity judge, like people on The Voice, a broadcast television show, anywhere between $300,000 and $17 million in a season. That's a lot. a host of a broadcast reality show, someone like a Ryan Seacrest, $200,000 to $15 million. Big disparity, because of course you have your Ryan Seacrest and you have your other ones that no one's ever heard of before, or like your Drew Lachey's or something like that. I'm sure they get him on the cheap. A cast. This is interesting. So a cast member like on The Bachelorette or The Bachelor or Survivor, something like that, The Amazing Race, anywhere between $15,000 and $35,000 they make for the season. Now, the season could be, I'm sure that has to do with how long they stay in the competition. I'm sure there's bonuses allowed. But most of these shows, they film in, you know what, 4 to 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks, something like that. So it's not too shabby if you can make $35,000 in 2 months. I mean, I say go for it. You know, if you got to go on Fear Factor, eat some cockroaches, do what you got to do. $35,000. I'll eat whatever you want for $35,000. A players on reality series, people like Pawn Stars, things like that, they do pretty well too. Anywhere between $30,000 and $10 million. I guess Chum Lee wasn't making that much because he bailed out after a little while. But he did spend some time in jail. He spent just a little time in jail there. He got 3 years probation, I believe, for the drugs and the guns and all that stuff. B players, which maybe Chum Lee is a B player, they make between $15,000 and $35,000 a season. So they do pretty well. Quickly, Rhino Mailbag, hashtag Ask Rhino. This one comes in off the website from Randall Nielsen in Fargo, Georgia. Awfully southern place to be called Fargo. Says, Rhino, you've mentioned in the past that you think Barack Hussein Obama might actively try to postpone the election in November. Do you still believe that since the Democrats are pretty sure they can beat Donald Trump? The answer is, I'm not sure. I believe anything could happen there, Randall. I think a lot of it depends on polling, and a lot of it depends on what happens with the indictment or no indictment from the DOJ when it comes to Hillary. I think there's a lot of things at play. You know, we got to watch the South China Sea. That things are getting a little active there. They're doing some funky stuff there in the South China Sea, and they have these Russian flybys. They're flying into the Baltics. They're buzzing aircraft carriers. Anything, Randall, is possible. Nothing would surprise me anymore. If you have a question for me, email me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com, or you can hashtag Ask Rhino, or go to the website and fill out the form. As always, a huge thank you to those serving our country at home and abroad, and a big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel. I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.